Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. House has approved a budget resolution that's needed to advance President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. NPR's Susan Davis has details.
The Senate is expected to pass a similar resolution later this week. Once that's done, it can trigger a process known as reconciliation that will allow Democrats to pass budget legislation with simple majorities in both chambers. It's a way to get around likely opposition from Senate Republicans, who say Biden's proposal costs too much. A group of Republican senators have countered with a $600 billion proposal, but Democrats have largely rejected that offer as insufficient. President Biden called into a weekly meeting of House Democrats to reiterate his commitment to the nearly $2 trillion package, which includes $1,400 in direct payments for many Americans. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
House Republicans are standing by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene amid outrage over Greene's past endorsement of conspiracy theories, racism, and violence. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the House GOP leader has condemned Greene's comments but stopped short of taking any disciplinary action.
In a statement, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Greene's past anti-Semitic remarks, endorsement of conspiracy theories, and suggestions that school shootings were staged do not represent the values of the House Republican Conference. But McCarthy makes no mention of taking any disciplinary action or otherwise holding her accountable. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls McCarthy's refusal to act cowardly.
House Democrats say they'll now vote to remove Greene from her committee assignments. The vote is scheduled for Thursday. The Canadian government has designated the Proud Boys and several other far-right groups as terrorist entities. Details from Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
Canada's Public Safety Minister Bill Blair said investigation of the right-wing groups predated January's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Several members of the Proud Boys have been charged in that attack. Blair stressed the designation was based on years of intelligence gathering and was not political.
There is a great deal of evidence to support that there has been a serious and concerning escalation of violent, not just rhetoric, but activity and planning.
The Proud Boys, a far-right, male-only group of self-described Western chauvinists, was founded in 2016 by a Canadian, Gavin McInnes. He left the group in 2018. The terrorist designation was also given to two neo-Nazi groups, Adam Waffen and The Base. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
A grand jury in Columbus, Ohio has indicted a white former police officer on a charge of murdering Andre Hill, who was black. Adam Coy shot Hill while responding to a call about a car running in a driveway. Coy was fired days after the incident in late December for not turning on his body cam. The incident was recorded anyhow, but without audio. This is NPR News. The Virginia Senate has voted largely along party lines to abolish the death penalty. A similar bill is advancing in the Virginia House. Supporters of the repeal have raised concerns about the racial disparities in use of capital punishment and research indicating that it does not deter crime. Chicago has extended remote learning for tens of thousands of public school students. The move comes after city, school district, and teachers' union officials failed to reach agreement on COVID-19 safety measures. Chicago teachers say the current plan does not go far enough. Meanwhile, San Francisco is suing its school district to force the restart of in-person learning. City Attorney Dennis Herrera says it's been 347 days since students there have set foot inside a classroom. Crews are still trying to recover the bodies of three backcountry skiers in rural Colorado. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg has the story.
Seth Bossung, Andy Jessen, and Adam Palmer lived in the small western Colorado town of Eagle and all worked in city or county government. They were skiing through remote mountains outside the tiny community of Silverton when the avalanche hit their group of seven skiers, completely burying four people. The group was only able to uncover one skier, who escaped with minor injuries. This is the state's deadliest avalanche since 2013, when a slide killed five snowboarders. Dangerous avalanche conditions are in the forecast for many of Colorado's mountains. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are lower. This is NPR News.